I'm Gwen Uten.
And I'm Steve Ember. On Friday, the United States buried its 40th president, Ronald Reagan. We tell about the life of the former actor and politician today on the VOA Special English program, People in America.
Experts say Ronald Reagan redefined the American presidency during his two terms in the 1980s. He became president when he was 69 years old. It was a far different place from that of his birth on February 6, 1911. Ronald Wilson Reagan was born in Tampico, Illinois. His mother, Nell, father Jack, and brother Neil lived above a bank in the town. Ronald Reagan's family began calling the baby Dutch. The nickname remained for the rest of his life. Jack Reagan worked at a general store. The family was poor, yet in a book about his life, Ronald Reagan wrote that he never felt poor. He was good at sports, especially football. During the summers, he was a lifeguard at a local swimming pool. He reportedly rescued many people from drowning. Ronald Reagan said there was a feeling of security throughout his childhood, but it was not perfect. His father was dependent on alcohol.
Ronald Reagan studied at Eureka College in Illinois. After seeing a play at college, he said, "More than anything in the world, I wanted to speak the actor's words." But Ronald Reagan did not have enough money to go to New York or Hollywood to become an actor. So, after college, he found a job as a sports broadcaster for a radio station in Iowa. Later, he moved to a bigger radio station in Chicago, Illinois. He announced the action of baseball games. This work took him on a trip to California. He took a screen test to become an actor. Warner Brothers Studios offered him a job. Ronald Reagan moved to Hollywood and became a movie star. He appeared in many movies. Newt Rockne, All-American, is probably his most famous. It is where he got the nickname, the Gipper. Mr. Reagan played George Gipp, one of the greatest college football players ever. In the movie, he speaks of the school's football team as he is dying.
Ask them to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Gipper.
Those words, "win one for the Gipper," later became a political battle cry for Ronald Reagan. In 1940, he married actress Jane Wyman. They had two children, Maureen and Michael. But the marriage ended in 1949. Ronald Reagan became president of the main labor group for movie actors in 1948. He served six terms. He met actress Nancy Davis through the union. They married in 1952. They later had two children, Patty and Ron. At this time, Ronald Reagan was a member of the Democratic Party, who described himself as a liberal. But he became increasingly conservative as his worries about communism grew. He opposed anyone in the movie industry who supported communism.
In the early 1950s, Ronald Reagan began to appear on television. He presented dramatic shows produced by the General Electric Company. He became a spokesman for the company. Mr. Reagan learned a lot about public speaking. He began to campaign for Republican Party political candidates a few years later. Reagan developed the ability to reach people through his speeches. He later became known as the Great Communicator. Nancy Reagan supported her husband's political interests. Political experts say she was always his most important advisor. In 1966, Ronald Reagan announced his own candidacy for governor of California. Democrats in the state did not think he was a serious candidate. However, Mr. Reagan was elected governor by almost 1 million votes. Ronald Reagan received mixed public opinion as governor of the nation's most populated state. He was praised for lowering California's debt, yet criticized for raising taxes. Voters re-elected him as governor in 1970.
Ronald Reagan was unsuccessful in his first two attempts to win the Republican nomination for president. Then, in 1980, he became the Republican Party's presidential candidate. His opponent was President Jimmy Carter. The two men debated on national television. Ronald Reagan spoke directly and simply to the American people and asked them some questions.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago?
Ronald Reagan won the United States presidential election by a huge majority. He and his vice president, George Herbert Walker Bush, were sworn into office in January 1981. Many people called the change in political power the Reagan Revolution. President Reagan immediately began to work to honor a major campaign promise. He called on Congress to lower taxes. But only 2 months later, tragedy struck. A mentally sick man shot the president and three other people outside a hotel in Washington. President Reagan and his press secretary, James Brady, were severely wounded. Mr. Reagan had a bullet in his left lung close to his heart, but he showed his sense of humor at the hospital. As the president was taken into the operating room, he said he hoped all the doctors were Republicans. Ronald Reagan recovered from the shooting and returned to work within 2 weeks.
The president now began work on his main goal to reduce the size of the federal government. He had campaigned on the idea that the government was too costly and interfered too much in the lives of Americans. Mr. Reagan and Congress reduced taxes and cut spending for social programs. The administration argued that these actions would create economic growth. Extremely high inflation rates did begin to fall, but the United States debt rose sharply. This was partly from big increases in military spending. The Reagan economic policy became known as Reaganomics. It had, and still has, supporters and opponents. Some people argue that the cuts in social programs greatly hurt poor people. Others said the policy improved the economy. President Reagan sought re-election in 1984. His Democratic opponent was former Vice President Walter Mondale. Again, Mr. Reagan won the election by a large amount.
President Reagan dealt with many serious foreign issues while in office. He sent American Marines to Lebanon to stop the fighting among several opposing groups. But more than 200 Marines were killed in an extremist bomb attack. The so-called Reagan Doctrine was the administration's most famous foreign policy. That policy was to support anti-communist forces anywhere in the world. Under the policy, American forces invaded the Caribbean island nation of Grenada. The policy also led to secret United States support for rebels in Nicaragua. President Reagan met with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev several times in an effort to reduce nuclear weapons. On June 12, 1987, he gave a famous speech at the Berlin Wall that divided Soviet-controlled East Germany from West Germany.
General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Some historians say Ronald Reagan helped cause the fall of the Soviet Union. They say his military spending forced the Soviets to spend more, too. They say this led to the communist nation's economic failure. President Reagan enjoyed very high public approval ratings throughout his presidency. Many Americans considered him a friendly leader, a man of the people, filled with hope for America.
Ronald and Nancy Reagan returned to California after his second term ended in 1989. In 1994, Mr. Reagan wrote an open letter to the American people. He informed them that he had the brain disease Alzheimer's. The former president expressed his love for the country and thanked Americans for letting him serve. And he wrote, "I know that for America there will always be a bright dawn ahead." Ronald Reagan died at his home in California on June 5th. He was 93.
This program was written by Katie Weaver. Mario Ritter was the producer. Our studio engineer was Tom Verba. I'm Gwen Uten.
And I'm Steve Ember. Listen again next week for another People in America in VOA Special English.